Okay, let us start Kuf Zayin and Mevez, 4 lines from the bottom. Today's daf is Kuf Ches, 4 lines from the bottom. Rava Habishasi Chamra, and as our Bez Shem, we have a couple of thoughts today that will be good to say over at the Haggadah, so you want to get a pen and paper before we start. Head start. One kid. Again, we've said a lot of things, but today we'll have a few more. Rava Habishasi Chamra, Rabbi used to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach. As you said yesterday, when it says in the Mishnah you're not allowed to eat or drink on Erev Pesach, it just means to have a Kriya Suda. But one is allowed to eat mini Targimo or Yerukos on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi used to drink wine on Erev Pesach. Why? Kihechi de nigra re lelibe de nechel matzah tfeil urta. So that will get his juices going to pull his heart so that he eats more matzah that night. That's why it had the opposite effect of not eating, so therefore he drank a lot of wine. Some of the mafarshim point out, what do you mean to eat more matzah that night? Is it a mitzvah to eat a kazayas of matzah? What do you mean, there's more of a mitzvah to eat more? What do you mean he drank more wine so he could eat more matzah? It doesn't sound like tfei, it doesn't sound like it means in a better way, like Rashi has said, let's say avon. It sounds like tfei more matzah. So this is what we spoke about Shabbos HaGadol, that Sternbach and other achronim in the Maharami Prague say that even though there's a minimum requirement of eating a kazayis of matzah on Leil Pesach, but any time when there's a mitzvah to oraisa to do, and there's a minimum shir, but you add on to that, so that it could be that that all becomes part of the mitzvah to oraisa, part of the kiyum to oraisa. The kiyum to oraisa is only kizayis, but the kiyum might be, as long as you're mamshich the mitzvah, as much matzah as you eat that night, so that's part of the mitzvah. So that's what it means here, that Rav drank wine, that he does more of the mitzvah. There are many rayas to this, I'll just give you two. One, if you remember the Rambam in Hilchos Chavisu Matzah Perek Vav, says the Rambam, mitzvah saseim in Torah le'echol matzah b'lel chamisha asar. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. Shenemar b'erev tochlu matzos b'chol makom v'chol zman. And this is not connected to the current Pesach. The Rambam then says at the end, after he says the mitzvah to eat matzah, period, that he says avalel chamisha asar b'vad chova u'misha ochal kizayis yatsu yidei chovaso. The Rambam does not say it's a mitzvah to eat a kizayis of matzah tonight. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and once you eat a kizayis, you're yotzei. Mashma, that's the minimum. But really, there's a mitzvah to eat. Whatever you eat that night will be part of the mitzvah. The other raya was that many of you showed him say that afikomen, the Rashi, the Rashbam, Tosfos, all hold that afikomen is the ikar mitzvah of Pesach, of the matzah. Yet, one has to have an appetite for the first kizayis. One has to do a seva for the first kizayis. What's going on here? If first kizayis, if it's not the mitzvahs, then what is it? It's just it's a preparatory stage. It's to create a situation of al hasova. Why do you make a bracha of achilas matzah then? Why do you have all these other halachas? So haraya, another point, that any matzah that you eat that first night is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's why Rabbi tried to eat more, even though the minimum requirement might be a kizayis, but as much as you eat that night is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, Amar Rava, Amina Amina La. How do I know Dechamer Migra Garir? How do I know that wine gets the appetite going so that I'll be able to eat more that night? Ditnan, as the Mishnah says later on, Beina Kosos Halalu Imratza Lishtos Yishke. The halacha is between the first and second kos at the Seder night, one's allowed to drink. Was allowed to drink. If you want to drink something else, you want to drink more wine, you want to drink anything between the first and second coast, you're allowed to. But between the third and fourth coast, the coast of Berachas Hamazon and the coast of Hallel, will not let it drink any more wine. Why is this? The Rashbam quotes two reasons. Number one, what's the difference between the third and the fourth coast? Number one is Nira Kimosif al Arba Kosos. It appears that you're adding on to the four kosos between the first and the second cup, so you're going to have the meal soon. So it doesn't appear like you might just be thirsty. It doesn't appear that you're adding on. At the end of the night, you already ate your meal, or you already had your afikomen. Now you're drinking wine. You're going to drink more wine. So that'll really appear like you're extra kosos, and you're not allowed to make it nireh like it's a wrong number. Number two says, Rashbam quoting the Yerushalmi, kidei shelo yistakir, so you don't get drunk. If you have wine earlier, that's you're gonna have a meal. So that's not gonna make you drunk. But if you can have wine afterwards, when you're not gonna drink anything else, you're just gonna drink wine. So that is why one is not allowed to have wine later on. Those are the two reasons the Rashbam says one is not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup. And if wine really fills you up, so why are you allowed to drink between the first and the second cup? Right, you're going to eat matzah achila gasa, so what are you drinking wine for? It must be that wine does not does not fill you up, but it just gets the appetite going. It's interesting that the Gemara has to bring a raya to this. You would think this is a metzius. This is, you know, just what happens to people. But no, the Gemara has to bring a raya from a halacha. Otherwise, you see that it's see that metzius. Good question, because we've said in the past that yayin has a quality of both misameach and misad, and it's soed. So I guess soed doesn't mean up to the point of achila gasa. Soed, it satiates somewhat, but it is filling, but it's not satiating. Say it that way. Sorry, you can be kaveasuda if you have a lot of wine, if you have a double revius. Right. So then also, it's, I guess you have a lot, but I guess here. It's a good question. Why there are some sources that seem to say the opposite? I'm not sure. There are two sources that I like to quote related to this halacha about not drinking between the third and the fourth cup. I mentioned this in Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. That is, the Nativ points out, we mentioned this in Siv before also, that the four stages of Geula are really just that, four stages of Geula, not four different. There are four stages of Geula, but really each one represents something else. Vosesi, Visalti, Vigahati, Velakachti, the first one, Vosesi, represents the stop of the physical bondage. The second stage, Vihitsalti, represents, even after the physical bondage, we were still downtrodden, we were still looked down upon in the country. So Vihitsalti is that we were still inside the country, but we weren't downtrodden. We had equal rights, we were equal citizens at that point. And that's why he's Bedaik in the Psukim, that there are certain Psukim later on in the Makos where we're finally referred to as an Am by even the Mitzrayim, because we were already an Am at that point. The third stage, Vega'alti, we were physically taken out of Mitzrayim. That's Vega'alti. And finally, Vela'kachti, we were given the Torah at Maimon Har Sinai. It says that it's Iv, you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup of wine. Why aren't you allowed to drink? Because you can't have a break between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we have to realize that that's the second stage, and that's, there's nothing. There's no Cheiris without the Torah. Inchah ben Chorin el mishiasuk haTorah. That's why, as a simon to this, you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup, the kosos that are connected to Vigaalti and Velakachti. And along the same lines, we mentioned the Ishbisar. The Ishbisar says that there's a minog of many people to have eggs the night of the Seder. What if eggs the night of the Seder? Most have it at the end of, right before the meal. Right before the meal, you serve the egg. So why the egg? So the Rama quotes this minhag. The Rama says, it's zecher le avelus. Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because we know that the early sources quote an atbash trick to be able to figure out that Aleph, Atbash, Aleph, the first letter of the alphabet, of the Aleph base, is connected to the last letter of the Aleph base. Aleph, Tav, the same night that the first night of Pesach falls out will always be the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. Beis, the second night of the Pesach will always be the same night of the week as Shin, Shavuos. Gimel, the third night of the week of Pesach will always be the same night as Reish, Rosh Hashanah, and it continues all the way. There's seven nights of Pesach, six nights of Pesach, six or seven, the early sources connected to a different holiday of the year. So says the Rama, on the first night of Pesach, we remember Tisha B'Av, it's the same night of the week. This year, Pesach was on a Wednesday night. Tisha B'Av is going to be on a Wednesday night. And to remember that, we have the egg. Even though we realize we're celebrating the Geula, we know that we went back into Gaulus. But the Ishmael says another reason why we eat an egg, and that is, an egg is the only type of Bria where there are two stages of birth, so to speak. There is, usually by most animals and by people, the mother has the baby, period, the baby comes out. But by an egg, first the chicken lays the egg, first the bird lays the egg, that's stage one, and then the egg hatches. So says the Ishbisar, after we've spoken 3 hours about Magad, we've spoken about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we focused on Beis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we want to make sure that we realize that we know that this isn't the final stage. We know there's another stage. We know this isn't it. So right after Magad, we eat an egg. We eat an egg to remember that there are two stages, and really only 49 days from now is the ultimate, the second stage of the Geula going to come. So that's the minhag of eating an egg. Also connected to that, it's silly, don't drink between the third and the fourth cup, because we don't want to have a break. We want to remember Maimon Har Sinai also, even though tonight is the night to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. There is no outward avelus. We do say Shir Amalus. Shir Amalus is also connected to the Korban. We don't say Al Naros Bavel. We have a switch. There's no avelus before Hesia, but we do certain things that remember. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes, fifth line. Rav Sheshes have a Yosef B'Ta'anisa Komala Yomi De Pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast every Erev Pesach. Used to fast. So the Gemara asks, why did he fast? Neima kasaba Rav Sheshes, samach lemincha gedola tanan. So what's the reason Rav Sheshes fasted? Shall we say that it's because he held the discussion that we had yesterday, that really the reason that you're supposed to not eat on Erev Pesach is by the mincha gedola, meaning already from 6.5 hours. That's what the Mishnah meant. Umishum pischahu, and he held that is Mishum Pesach, because you're not supposed to eat because you might come to be Poshea and not do the Pesach. Dilma Mimshach Vasilamnuye Milmevat Pesachu. Does he hold that? Yet, he says you can't even eat the morning. Why? Because where is a Shita in Mesech Zvachim of Ben Besera? Ben Besera says, but the Evan, you can even bring the Karban Pesach in the morning of the 14th. Not just in the afternoon. The Sabalaki had Amar Voshi Amar of Elazar, Machshir Haya Ben Besera, but Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shachrit Barbas Al Shmo Umit Safra. I'm sorry, and then he Ben Besera is matir you to bring the Pesach even from the morning. Lishma Umit Safra, and already from the morning Zman Pischahu to Kuliyama Chazil Pischa. Right, already from the morning you can bring the Pesach. The Sabar, cause that opinion holds. Bein Harbayim. What does Bein Harbayim mean? In Perek Yud Beis and Shavos, what does it mean between the Arbayim? So says the Gemara, Bein Erev de Esmol, La Erev de Ha'idna. Between the Erevs, so this is Shita Darshins, between the Erev of last night, which ends this morning, the night of last night, to the Erev of tonight, which ends tonight. So meaning, Bebeseir Darshins, that you can bring the Karban Pesach all day on the 14th, not just in the afternoon. So maybe, is that the reason for Rav Sheshes, asked the Gemara? That Rav Sheshes says the reason you cannot eat an Erev Pesach is connected to the Pesach, but he just says you can even bring the Pesach in the morning. So is that the reason? So the Gemara answers, no. Amri lo. Maybe there's no Raya. Shiny Rav Sheshes de Istinis Have. No, Rav Sheshes was an Istinis. He was a very delicate individual. De Itayim B'tzafra Midi, if he ate anything in the morning, La'urta lo'avi ma'ani le'michla, he wouldn't be able to eat at night. He had a very small stomach. So that's why if he ate even in the morning, so that's why it wasn't after connected to any Shita. It was just he knew that if he would eat anything, he wouldn't be able to eat that night. So that is why he wouldn't eat all day.
Is that a din?
If a person knows, sounds like Chachamina Barosho. It sounds like a person has to know. Similar to the Shal Shudas, you know, if somebody knows on a short Shabbos, winter Shabbos, if he eats a lot during the second Suda Shabbos, he's got to leave room. And everybody, you know, different people could fit different amounts in their stomach. A number of things to talk about on this Gemara that we just read. Number one, and that is, if you look at Tosfos or Sheshes, Haviyasa Batanisa, Tosfos says, Lav Davka, doesn't mean that he actually fasted. Ela Shomer Asma Milecho, he didn't eat much. Inami Ha'imakabal of Mamish Tainis Kadesh Lo Yinizhar, Benizhar Milecho. Or Tosfos says, maybe he actually did fast. And the Gemara is bothered why he fasted. Just so Rabbi Yosef Engel ponders that there are some Rishonim, the Rokeach and others, that say that there was a minhag chasidim to fast before they did any mitzvah. They fasted because of the chibur ha-mitzvah. They fasted before they did any mitzvah. Some ikra din, you can eat, we've said, not as with this keva. So why is the Gemara wondering? Maybe the Rav Sheshes fasted because he had a chibur ha-mitzvah to the matzah. That's what he wonders. He says, v'ksasa rachin mikant, imkein. Why is the Gemara searching for a reason? He says, we find these amorah that didn't eat before for lulav, for other mitzvahs. So he says, maybe you have to be mechal between different mitzvahs. So maybe the whole day, you don't have to fast. He says, that's another reason why we fast by a wedding. The chassan and the kallah are about to do a mitzvah. So again, so what's the Gemara bothered by? But he says, no, maybe there's certain mitzvahs of simcha we fast by. By a wedding, by lulav is connected with samachta b'chagecha. But by the mitzvahs, not. But he has that query. The continuing that Tosfos, Rav Sheshes, he brings up the minhag of, some we've shown him ask, maybe Rav Sheshes was a bechor. So maybe he's fasting for Titus Bechorim. So says Tosfos, V'habechoros nohagu lehisanos erev Pesach. The Bechoros have a minhag to fast on erev Pesach. Diktani b'meseches Sofrim, as it says in Meseches Sofrim, she'in mesana b'nisan, ela Bechoros erev Pesach. Titus Bechoros. So the Gemara does not ask this. Nowhere in Shas does it say Tanis Bechoros. There's no source in Shas for it. It's in the Yerushalmi, there's a remez in the Yerushalmi, and there's a remez in this Pesach HaSofrim. So it is a very old ancient minug of the Bechorim to fast. But the Gemara does not mention or think that Rav Sheshes might be a Bechor. But the Tosfos quotes this minug of Tainos Bechorim. Why do the Bechorim fast? Why do they fast? Yeah?
It's a minug,
yeah. It's a minug for the Bechorim to fast. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minhag that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so we follow it like a din.
But let's say somebody doesn't do well.
We paskin that minhagim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, that minhagim are included in the halacha of osasor, not turning away from the words of the chachamim, even minhagim. Once a minhag is accepted upon Klal Yisrael, so then it has the status of a din, and we have to follow those minhagim. We can't pick and choose. Just because you'll hear some people say, oh, it's just a minhag. No, just a minhag. You know, there are a lot of minhagim quoted in saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. We say minhag Ashkenaz is to say brachas on a minhag. Say brachas, Shem Hashem. It's the power of minhagim. So why do we fast on, what is the reason of Tainus Bechoros? So the Torah quotes that they were saved, Makas Bechoros, they have Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why they fast on an Erev Pesach. There is, I saw quoted a Magid Mesharim. Magid Mesharim, who's the Magid Mesharim? That's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, besides writing his famous svarim, the Beis Yosef on the tour, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, and of course the Shulchan Aruch, he has a number of other svarim, one called the Magid Mesharim, which is all about, he has a lot of questions, and every night when he went to sleep, he went up and he talked to a Malach about all the questions that he had during the day. And he wrote a whole sefer about his conversations with the Malach, called Magid Mesharim. It's written in Aramaic, it's not so easy to understand, but it's written al Seder Parsha. So if somebody wants a new Parsha sefer, go get the Magid Mesharim. You'll have words from a Malach. So says the Magid Mesharim in Parshas Vayakel, Halo l'chol meida. Let me tell you a secret. Ki bimei ha-purim u'bolel ha-pesach mutter lishtos kol yayin she-yirtze ha-adam. Two times a year a Jew drinks. The night of Pesach, obviously, drinks in a limited way, you know, to fulfill the mitzvah, not chas v'shalom to go overboard. Says the Magid Mesharim, Purim and Leil Pesach are the two nights that we drink wine. Why? Because he quotes that the Sitra Achra al pi Kabbalah, they don't have power to make a Jew crazy on chas v'shalom l'stan. We see sometimes people go overboard because they don't take precautions. But let's say if a person does drink on Purim l'shem mitzvah and l'shem how he's supposed to drink and on Leil HaPesach, so the Sitra Achra has no power over him. But says the Magen Mesharim, to weaken the Sitra Achra al pi Kabbalah, we have fast days, a minute to fast on the previous days of these days. That's where we have Tainus Esther, and we have Tainus Esther is also a minute. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, quoting in the Rambam, Tainus Esther, it's different than the other fast days, and the minhag of fasting on Erev Pesach. Those are to be machnia. His lashon is to be machnia the koach milahastin. Again, according to this, not just firstborn should fast. Then even like Rav Sheshes, maybe that's why Rav Sheshes fasted. But again, these are the connecting. Never heard about the connecting Purim and Leil HaPesach. There is a question that many of the Achronim ask, and that is, what's the reason that we say the Bechorim fast? Because Hashem saved them. So shouldn't they make a party? What are they fasting for? They should make a party. Hashem saved them. Chsudas Hodah. They should have a minhag to make a siyum. They should have a chiyuv to make a siyum, not just to make a siyum to get out of it. They should have a chiyuv to make a siyum so it is mitzvah. So there are a number of answers given. The Chasam Sofer suggests that they fasted because they were nervous at that time when the Malach HaMavis was going around. They were nervous then and they fasted then. So as a zecher to that, you know, they also fast today. That's one idea from the Chasam Sofer. The Rav Sternbach in Modern Muzmanim has a different thought. He said that the night of Pesach was the night that the Bechoros were chosen to do the Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdash. It was supposed to be the firstborns. The Avodah was supposed to be the Bechoros. Yet, they lost it by the Egel. They lost then it was switched to the Leviim because they participated in the Egel. So on the night of Pesach every year, there's a little kitzrug that goes up because this is the night that they were chosen and then they blew it. So that's why I said the Rav Sternbach, maybe they fast to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they are doing tshuva now and they're ready and they don't have any more connections to the Egel. And there's even a medrash. The Arachayim HaKadosh quotes a medrash that Lasid Lavo, the Avodah is going to switch back to the Bechorim. Avodah is going to switch back to the Bechorim, the firstborns. That's why they're showing we're ready and we want back. That's another reason why maybe they fast. That's why the Chavetz Chaim didn't want the Bechorim to learn Kachim. Right, but we all have to learn Kachim. Yisrael have to know Kachim also. We have to know halachas of smicha and which carbon we have to bring. We have to know tumah and tahara. Just one other point regarding Tainus Bechorim, and that is usually on a fast day when we say that, you know, somebody doesn't feel well, they have to break their fast. So once they break, we don't say once it's broken, it's broken. We say you have to eat a lot, so eat a little bit, eat what you can, and then what? But what do we say by Tainus Bechorim? You go to a siyum in the morning, boom, you know, you can eat whatever you want, it's finished. We don't usually say that by a fast day. We say you shouldn't be ma'anig. So you could say it's just a minhag. So that's why you could do it. We don't say that by Tainus Esther. even though Tanis Esther is different than other fast days. But I saw a nice thought from the Harei Kodesh, the footnotes of the Mikrei Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach's grandson. He suggests that the whole purpose of Tanis Bechorim is, or Tanis Bechoros, that was also a question, is Persumei Nisa. That's really the ultimate purpose of the Siyam. To be Mefarsi in the Kodesh Baruch Hu Din Makas Bechoros. So it suggests the Mikrei Kodesh, the Harei Kodesh, that maybe making a Siyam in the morning is also Persumei Nisa. That itself is a Kiyam. Because people say, what does everybody make a fast day this morning? Oh, but making Siyumim. Oh, Hashem saved and they have to fast. So that itself is a Kiyam of Persumei Nisa. So you don't need the fast. You fulfill the purpose in a different way. So that's maybe why, once you have the Siyam, one doesn't have to continue fast. Okay, so that is related to Makas Bechoros, which Tosfos here quotes on this Gemara.
Also, it's this fast is different because in a lot of fasts, the father doesn't have to fast.
Right, yeah, the father fasts, and the first born's from the mother's side and the father's side, and all the it's a minhag, and that's why this minhag happens to be more expanded than other fast days. There's two other points on this Gemara. That is, the Tzlach points out, what is Lamaskana Rav Sheshes, what's the reason for Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes is an Istinus, he didn't eat Erev Pesach, because he wanted to eat Matzah L'Teyavon. What's the Kasha? That should apply to Erev Sukkahs also. It's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah, Kazayis, of Challah. So why didn't he fast Erev Sukkahs? He only fasted Erev Pesach. Well, he's not going to eat at the same time. Tezvav, Tezvav. So the Tzlach suggests that we have to eat Matzah without any condiments. Right, we eat matzah. Some people might not even to put salt on it. We have to eat matzah plain. It's harder when you're semi-full to eat matzah plain than to eat challah with, you know, you can eat it with honey, you can eat it with other condiments. So that's why it would have been easier by Sukkot. So that's why it was easier for Rav Sheshes to eat by Sukkot, not by Pesach. And that's why Dafka, the Mishnah, the Gemara says Dafka by Pesach. Just one other hara, and that is Tosfos Yemaskel Neima. Name because of Rav Sheshes B'Shem Pesach. Says the Gemara, V'yavagav da hashta like a Pesach. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Rav Sheshes lived after the Churban HaBayis. What? It's B'Shem Pesach, and therefore that was the Havamina, that was the reason that he also could give the Pesach in the morning. There was no Pesach by the time of Rav Sheshes. He was Pater anyway. So what does Tosfos say? Mikol Makom, Ho Isser Shahayi B'Zman HaBayis Lo Batel. No, he held that the Isser was not Batel anyway. Why? Why would he hold such a thing? Why would he hold that the Isser wasn't Batel? So some Achronim suggest, Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. He was hoping that maybe Beis HaMikdash will come, and therefore, the Pesach will come again. So I saw someone suggests that maybe this also answers another question. Because some of Farshim say that Rav Sheshes was a Suma, who was blind. So Rav Sheshes was really Patur from the Karban Pesach. If you look at the Hilchus Karban Pesach, right before Perek Tamar Nishchat, we had a one page, we had a really short Amud, because we had the Halachas there. So there, if you look there, it says that a Suma is Patur from Karban Pesach. So Rav Sheshes was Pater anyway, so what was he doing the Pesach for? So it suggests, just like Tosfos says, it wasn't the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but he was doing it anyway because of Harei Banei Beis HaMikdash. We know that in the last level when Mashiach comes, all Sumas will be Misrapin, they'll be able to see. So just like he was doing it, L'Shem, the Kar Pesach, Harei Banei Beis HaMikdash, he was doing it in the first place, so even though he was assuming he was doing it because he knows, he'll be able to see when Mashiach comes, and that's why both of those levels, Shitaso, fit together while he was doing it. Even what? But he's not seemingly go, right? That's why he was hoping that it happens. Right. I mean, it's a question whether it could happen on Erev Shabbos or Yontif. We've had in the past that maybe Mashiach's not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, but I guess he wasn't worried about that. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, even an ani needs haseba. Itmar, what requires haseba? Matzah tzarech haseba. Matzah requires haseba. Maror ain't tzarech haseba. Maror does not. Can you if you want to? Discussion in the Achronim. Generally, we don't do a seba by maror. Yayin, what about the wine, the dal kosos? It's Rav Sheder Rav Nachman tzarech haseba. V'yitz Rav Sheder Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. Two misoris from Rav Nachman, whether you do or you don't need. V'lo pligi, and we say there's no machlokas here. Ha betarti kasei kamoi. Ha betadikis basrai. The difference is between the first two and the last two, but we just don't know which ones. Which two did he say? We know he said you need by two of them. We just don't know which two he said you need by. So, Ami the Lahaigisa, Ami the Lahaigisa. Some say this way, some say that way. Ami the Lahaigisa, some say this way. Shrei Kasi Kamoi Bo Haseba. Some say the first two need a Seba. Why? The Hashahu the Chamascha Lacheris. Because this is when the Cheris started, and therefore you need it by the first two. You always go by the beginning, right? Like we fast on the 9th of Av and on the 10th. Because the 9th was Tchilas Poranusa. So too here. It was the beginning of the Cheirus. Trei Kasi Basroi, lo bai Yaseba. The last two don't need to save it, my Da'av Avi. It was already in the process. So you don't have to fast. You don't have to do Haseba if you're already in the middle of the process. V'yamil like Yisrael, something the opposite. Adarabba. Shreikan, think about Sroi, Boaz, Ebad, Haisha, Dukahav, Yecherus. The last two, you're already free. So there you have full celebration. There you have to do a seva. But by the first two, we still have Adam Ayinu. We still mitchilo of Devar, we're still remembering the Shibud. Maskel b'kunus. Therefore, you wouldn't need for the first two. So the two memories about which two you need by. By the way, the Rambam says that, what about the rest of the meal? So there was a Rambam quoted in the Ramah. Rama quotes this in Reishayin Beis Zayin that there's a lechatchila to do a seva by the whole Suda. We'll get back to the svara for that in a few minutes. But that's what the Rambam says, quoting the Ramah, that even besides matzah, even during your chicken, and even during your other food, there's a lechachiva. Hashta to itmar hachi, itmar hachi, says the Gemara, what should we do? We have two misaras, we don't know what the true sheet of Rav Nachman is. The first two, the last two. So what do? Because we don't know, idi v'idi bo a seba. So that's why we do a seba by both. And there's a famous sheet of the Ran here, famous kasha of the Ran. What does the Ron ask? We usually know there's a principle of suffix drabanan lakula. When you have suffix by the dindrabanan, you're makel. So what does the Gemara here say? Haseba is a dindrabanan. Seba is a dindrabanan. So what do you mean? If you have suffix by a seba, so go lakula. So what does the Gemara say? Because we don't know, you do it by all four. That's what we've asked. You should go lakula. That's the Ron's question. Two answers. Number one is, come on, it's not no tircha, just lean a little bit. What's the second answer? You never say suffik derabanan lakula when you're mevatel the whole mitzvah. When you have a suffik about a derabanan, okay, you can go lakula. Suffik, whether this is treif, you know, it's a derabanan, okay, be makel. You have a suffik here about a mitzvah. What if you say, what's the choice? You say, okay, it's a derabanan, so don't do a seba. By when? So you don't do a seba at all? So you mevatel the whole mitzvah of a seba. You don't say suffik derabanan lakula when you're mevatel the entire mitzvah. That is the Ran. So by Megillah, this is where it comes up. So says the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech is the one that asks the stira in the Ran. Says the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Megillah. What if you have a suffix about a city that whether it was Mukaf Choma Mimos Yeshua Bin Nun or not? It's in Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph of the Rambam. So the Rambam Paskins, you have to read it both days. You have a suffix. You know, you have a lot of cities in a couple of cities in Israel. You don't know whether it was Mukaf Mimos Yeshua Bin Nun. So you read it on the 14th and the 15th day of Adar. That's the Rambam Shita Koran Bishnei Yamin. Says the Ran. The Ran argues with the Rambam. The Ran says no. You just read it on the 14th because that's when most people read it. That's what most people read. Because of Aran, the Mishnah Bel quotes this Ran, Olini Ayaris Hamusupakos, Imhei Mukav Echom Yisrushu Benun Olo, Ho Ruga Onim, Shaholchen Vahenach HaRov Ayaros. You go after Rov, She Rubam Eina Mukav Eschoma, and you read it on the 14th. V'oh, Shavil Zabashu Safik Shakul, even though it's an equal Safik, Havi Safik Shal Devrayim. Ulikula. And therefore you go, Safik Yabana Lakula. So, ask the Mishnah Malach, what's going on here? In both these cases, there's a Safik Drabanan, and in one case, Aran says you do it by both. And one case, it's something mitzvah, in both places. One place you do it by both, and one place say you do it by one. So what's going on here? So says the Mishnah Lamelech, what's the difference between the cases? Over here, by Haseba, it'll totally be forgotten. You don't do a Haseba, then nobody's doing a Haseba. Here, there are a lot of people doing it on both days. Nothing's going to be forgotten. So you don't have to worry. So you choose the day that real people do it. There are people in Yerushalayim, people in other cities are doing it on the 15th. It's not going to be totally forgotten. It's not going to be uprooted lagamre. That is the way that the Mishnah Melech says it. There's another line where he said, this is said by other Mishnah as well, and that is here is different because here it's a suffix about the original takana of the Rabbanan. It's not just there's a din and we're not sure what to do. Is that a suffix in nihug? It's a suffix in din. We don't know what the Chazal said. So there you can go to Kula. If you don't know what Chazal said, you have to go to Chumra. We don't know. It's not just we don't know what to do. We don't know what they said to do. That type of suffix, you don't say suffix to Rabbanan Lakula by that case. Again, there's a lot written about this Ran, but they should know, it's right here in Psachim Kuf Ches. You can look it up, it's on Chaf Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the Rif. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Prakdan Lo Shmei Haseba. If somebody is Prakdan, that's not called Haseba. What's Prakdan? So most Rishonim say it means lying on your back. Lying on your back is not called a seba, and then eating like that. Some say it means lying on your stomach, but we have this in Maseches Brachas when we spoke about saying Kriyashma, Prakdan. So Prakdan, Loshma Haseba, that's not called a seba. Hesebas Yamin, Loshma Haseba. Leaning on your right side is not called Haseba. The low ode, and not only is there a halachic problem with it that it's not called a seba, but there's a danger. Elashem Yachdim Kana Leveshet, V'yavol Yisakana. Because if you lean on your right side, then the food might go down the wrong pipe inside, and then yavo lidei sakan, it might come to danger. There is a machlokas here between Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam. What is this last line of Shema Yachdim going on? So we usually understand it like the Rashbam, that it's going on the previous line of Hasevus Yamin. As we look in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to lean on your left side, even if you're a lefty, you have to lean on your left side, because even though Hasevus Yamin lo Shema Haseva, you're less comfortable, but for the danger reason, you have to lean on the left side. So that's what the Rashbam says. Rashi says, no, it's going on Prakdan. It's going on if you're on your back, and then you eat. So maybe that's more misnabber to us, because like if you're on your back, then you might choke. You can understand more that you can choke that way, rather than you're just leaning. But some machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam, what is this line of Shema Yachdim going on? Continuing, Isha Eitzel Baila Lo Baya Seba. A wife in front of her husband does not require Haseba. Why doesn't a woman need Haseba? The Rashbam here quotes two reasons, possibly. Number one, Mibnei Emas Baila B'Kfufalo. She's not the Bala Sabayas. Maybe the din was only in the Bala Bayas to require a Seba. Again, that reason can be said other ways, but the Bala Bayas. And then, of course, the Shiltos, that is not the Derech. Women didn't lean. Not the Derech for them to lean. So again, those are two reasons. The Rabbeinu Manoah quotes another reason. She's more involved in the Sarche Habayas, so she doesn't have time. She's involved in doing the meal stuff. So that's why Chazal didn't make her. Didn't want to be Machayev her to lean. So various reasons why a woman, Eitzel Baila Lo Baya Seba. But if she's an Isha Chashuva, she's a Chash of woman, then she does require a Seba. What's a Chash of woman? So a Chash of woman. No, the Kesem Mishnah quotes three different possibilities. What does it mean a Chash of woman? Either that she's the Balas Abayas, meaning she doesn't have a husband, she's a Grusha, she's single, number one. Number two is that she's a Balas, she's the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, or other pshat. And what's the third pshat that he quotes? Kesem Mishnah quotes the third pshat. Isha chashuva inam yishla avadim bishvachos she ain't tzricha lehis asik b'tikin meichel. Right, she's not busy. So either way, says the Shulchan, says the Gemara, if she's isha chashuva tzricha heseba. So what are we paskin? So again, there's a well known shita of the Rav Yah quoted in the Rav Mah. There is a Rav Yah that says we don't have to do a seba bizman hazeh, because we don't do a seba, we don't lean. So the Rav Yah says you don't have to do a seba bizman hazeh, men or women. The Rav Yah says it by, we don't have to do a seba. The Rav Mah quotes this Rav Yah by women. The Ramah, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of a woman does not need a seba and isha chashuva requires a seba, says the Ramah, the minhag is for women not to lean because of the Rav Yah. Because the Rav Yah says that we don't have to lean bizman hazeh. So the big question in the commentators on the Ramah is, why did the Ramah quote the Rav Yah halfway? The Rav Yah says nobody has to lean bizman hazeh. The Ramah quotes it le'inyin women. So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests in his Agadah that maybe the point is because haseba is not just to a takana to Rabbanan, but it's also as a zecher to what they did. So maybe the point is of the Ramah that in those days the men lean, so we lean also. But in those days the women didn't lean. The regular way, the average woman didn't lean. So now you have a double whammy. Number one, we don't lean bizman hazeh. And number two, there's no zecher. Because what are they going to lean now? But the women didn't lean in those days. So that's why he feels, that's why the Ramah quotes the Rav Yah only by women and not by men. Because by women, both reasons are nullified in terms of leaning. So that's why, that's the pshat of Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Ramah. So it depends on the minhag. Different houses, different things. Women want to lean, it's wonderful. But the Ramah says the minhag is not to. Whatever they want, however they were brought up, whatever they want to do, whatever they is fine. Continues the Gemara. Ben Eitzel Aviv by Haseba. A son in front of his father requires Haseba. What would be the possibility not? Right, so we're going to see in a minute that a Talmud in front of a Rebbe does not require Haseba. So the father, you might have thought, there's a mitzvah, Mora Av also, not just Kibbut Av, you have to fear your father, you can't sit in his chair, you can't, there's a Mora, so therefore you might have thought that halacha also applies by a son and a father, because, if you're sitting by a Seba, you're not by Mora or B'chavod, so that's why you might have thought that, but, that point is overruled. Why is it overruled? So I saw from the Gera Rebbe, beautiful idea, again from the Imri MS, that there must be that the Ahava rules. The Ahava is Mevateles the Mora. And that's why, because that's a father. That's why we're leaning. He says, and that's why, interesting, he says, we look in Shimon Esrei, there are only two brachas where we say Avinu, where we refer to Hashem as Avinu. Slach lanu Avinu, Hashivenu Avinu l'sarasecha. Why dafka those brachas? Then in Re'eh, we don't say it anymore. Rafael, we say Avinu dafka then, because dafka where we're doing, asking Hashem for forgiveness. We're asking Him to be mochel on His kavod. So melech shemochel akvodu en kvodu mochel. A melech can't be mochel on His kavod. So, Hashivenu Avinu, Slach Lanu Avinu, We are using our father-son relationship. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar HaZachar, return us. Slach Lanu Avinu, we dafka invoke the Shem Avinu, because when it comes to a father, that could overrule. The father love could overrule the Mora, and just like we do a Seba, because, you know, Mel Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Macho, we want by Shemona Esrei, in those brachas, we dafka want to mention Avinu, in those contexts. So I say, similar in one, right, within one Mida is Docha, another Mida in this relationship. Continues the Gemara. Ibai lo tamadei sa rabomai. What about a student in front of his Rebbe? So Tashma Abaya Kevina Beimar. When we were next to Abaya, when we were in Yeshiva, Zakina na Birki Dadadi. We used to lean on each other's knees. Ki asina la bei Rav Yosef. But we came to learn in front of Rav Yosef. Amar la lotzra chisu. He said to us, no, you don't have to. Mar Rabcha Gemara Shemayim. No, you don't have to, because you have to have Mora. Therefore, Rav Yosef said, Tishikas Talmidim Malacha, that you don't have to lean. Mar Rabcha Gemara Shemayim. Just if you remember, we learned him in Mesechas Brachas a couple of years ago about there's a Gemara there that says that if the Kohanim eat some of the carbon mincha, their yotzei, their mitzvah of matzah. And there's a question that many Achronim ask is that, how could they, what do you mean, their yotzei, a mincha is a kashi kachim, so they're only eating it in the Azara, but in the Azara you're not allowed to sit down, so you can't have a seba. So it's, how could they be yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah? So Rav Tzvi Pesach suggested, based on this Gemara right here, that if you're in the Azara, you have, it's like Mara Shemayim, Mara Rabcha Gemara Shemayim, so you don't need a Seba. Just like a Talmud, Eitzel Rabba, does not need a Seba, so too, if you happen to be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, you can fulfill your Mitzvah Matzah, even without leaning. That's in the Mikrai Kodesh and Chelek Beis. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Imakol Adam Meisvei Afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabba. The Brisa says, even a Talmud Eitzel Rabba does a Seba. So what's going on here? So Kitan Yahahi Beshule Denagri. Who has a Seba? Oh, no, that Talmud means a carpenter student. Doesn't mean a Torah student. That's what it means. Talmud Eitzel Rabbo has a seba. Ibailu, another question. Shamish Mai. Does a waiter have to have a seba? Tashma. Damar Bishu Ben Levi. Hashamish Achal Kazayis Matzah. Hashamish that eats a Kazayis Matzah. Kshu Mesev Yatsa. When he leans, he is Yotzei. So Mesev Inlo Mesev Lo. Shmamina Baya Seba Shmamina. Only when he leans is Yotzei. When he doesn't lean is not Yotzei. Shmamina that you need has seba. Mesev Yatsa. Eat Mesev in, lo Mesev lo. So that's mashma that the Hashamish needs a Seba. There's a machlokas Rishonim here. What does it mean, Yatsa? Okay, we don't have time to discuss it, but there's a brisker Rav who discusses this machlokas Rishonim. Does this mean Yatsa? What are the two choices? If you do a Seba, you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei what? You're either Yotzei the mitzvah of Heseba, A, or Yotzei whatever mitzvah you're doing. Whatever you do, your Yotzei Masa, your Yotzei Dalakosos, those are the two choices. The Brisker Rav says it's a machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam, and he proves this from other halachas, the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Heseba is an independent mitzvah. It's not part and parcel of any of the other mitzvahs Hayom. It's an independent mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says that here it means you could be not Yotzei the mitzvah of Heseba, even though you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Masa. And the Rambam says, let's say you eat Masa without a Seba. You have to eat Masa again? The Rambam says, no. Why? Because you blew it. You didn't do the mitzvah of a seba, but you know you could do the other. You're yotze the other mitzvahs, and that's why the Rabbim could even say that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to have a seba the whole meal. What do you mean? It's part of the mitzvah of eating chicken. It's part of no. There's a mitzvah of a seba independent. So that's why it could apply to everything. Yet it's not for the Eved. The Rush says the opposite. The Rush never quotes a lechatchila by the rest of the meal. Yet the Rush says if you don't drink dalakosas be a seba, matzah be a seba, you got to drink again. You got to eat again because the Rush holds it's part and parcel of every mitzvah of the Laila. And when this Gemara, when it says mesev in lo mesev lo, it means you're yotzei matzah. And if the Shamash doesn't eat matzah be a seba, he gets to eat matzah again. So the Brisker Rav talks about that machlokas whether a seba is independent or part of each mitzvah. The Yomer of Shubin Levi, last line. Nashim Chayavas Bakid Avarbat Kosos Alalu. Women are Chayav Adalat Kosos. Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Because they were also part of that nace. Okay, we could have an hour shir on Afin Hoy Boso Anase. Let's try to condense it into 3 minutes. Afin Hoy Boso Anase. There's a machlokes. Rashi here. Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos. What does it mean, Afin Hoy Boso Anase? They were also part of the nace. Does that mean they were also in the Tzara? They were also part of the Tzara. The Gemara says this by 3 mitzvahs. Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Chanukah candles. So the Afin Hoy, they were also included in the Tzara, the Sakana of Chanukah, and in the story of Purim, they were also going to get killed by Haman, and by Mitzrayim, they were Meshubit. That's what Rashi says, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos, though, quotes the Rashbam. I'm sorry, that's what Rashi quotes the first of the day. The Rashbam says another opinion. Not just that they were part of the Nase, but they were the protagonists of the story. They brought about the Nase. That's what it means. Esther and Nashim Sidkanias by Mitzrayim and Yehudas by Hanukkah. So they brought about the nace. Avinu Bazanis doesn't just mean they were part of it, but they brought about the nace and they have a special chiyuv. That is a machlokas, what it means. There is a brisker rav who even discusses, is afin hoyo bosa anes, lumdus wise, does that mean that there's a new chiyuv for women, afin hoyo bosa anes, or does afin hoyo bosa anes just says that there's no p'tur of zman grama, and therefore women are just like men? It just takes away the p'tur, it doesn't give a new chiyuv. So the brisker rav suggests, maybe it's telling this machlokas, if you say that they were part of the tzaras, they're just equal to men. So it just removes the p'tur of zman grama, and therefore they're chayav just like men. Mashenkin, if you say no, they were the protagonists, they brought about the nes, it could very well be that they have a new chiyav, and it could be a somewhat different chiyav than men. There might be nafkaminas, whether they have a mitzvah of shmiya samagila or kriya samagila. Can there be differences between the chiyav of men and women? Might be totally, is this a new chiyav, or is this a removal of the p'tur of zman grama? Tosfos here discusses, why doesn't the Gemara have this principle by Sukkos? Why wouldn't women a pater of sitting in a sukkah? They can if they want to. But what about sukkahs? The nace of the Anane HaKavod. So there are a number of answers given to this. So Tosfos here says, or Yesod and Tosfos Hayu, that only applies by mitzvos d'Rabbanan. Chazal, the Rabbanan are making the mitzvos. They can decide who's included, who's not. But by mitzvos d'Araisa, you don't say afinoi bosonais. The Torah excludes, the Rabbanan can't include the women, if the Torah excluded, so you don't say afinoi bosonais by mitzvos d'Araisa. That's what Tosfos says here. There is a tshuva of the Maharami Rutenberg, he has a second opinion, where he says, no, maybe afinoi bosonais only applies where there's an imminent danger. It's an imminent danger, they're about to die in Mitzrayim, they would have stayed one more second, they would have been finished. Haman, they would have, right, they were going to be killed. And, and by Dalet Kosos, what I leave out? Chanukah, they were getting Hellenized. The whole Jewish religion was going to be lost. So dafka, those type of sakanas. Adonai HaKavod, it was a nace, but it wasn't a nace that was imminent danger. So that's why maybe the sense suggests the Maharami Rutenberg that we don't say afinoi bosonais there, which not everybody agrees to. There's an Arach Laner who says, what do you mean there wasn't an imminent danger? Any second Hashem would have taken away the clouds, the snakes and the scorpions would have come and attacked us. So it was an imminent danger. Didn't seem like an imminent danger, but that was an imminent danger also. There are other answers, but we'll suffice it with two. Ramosha Soloveitchik has an answer, but we'll move on. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Arba kosas halalu, tzarach sheyehei ben kedei mezigas kos yafeh. The dal kosas have to be diluted properly. Shasan chai, if you drank them undiluted in their raw state, yatsa, you're still yosei. Shasan bebas achas, if you drank them one after another, that's where the Rashbam learns this Gemara. You have four cups and you just down them. Yatsa, you're still Yotze also. Hishka mehan labanav abrei beso. Yatsa, if you didn't drink the entire cup, you gave some to your kids also, you're also Yotze. Period. Shosam chai yatsa, the time the Rabbi Yehuda Bashwal has said, if you drank them undiluted, you're Yotze. Amar Rava, not so simple. Yidei yayin yatsa. You're Yotze yidei yayin of drinking wine, but yidei cheirus lo yatsa. There's an element of cheirus that the... You have to feel good about the drinking, and if it's raw, if it's undiluted, you won't get that feeling, and you're not yotzi decheres. Shasan b'basachas. Also, if you drink them all at once, Rav amri de yayin yotzi de abrakosas lo yotza. Rav says you're yotzi de yayin, you drank them, but the four cups have to be al seder abrachas. You have to drink a cup in conjunction with kiddush and magid and berachas amazon and hallel. Because you did it, you're not yotzi that aspect. Hishkem handle bottom of Rebbe, so yatsa. If you gave something to your kid, you yotzei. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, v'hudashti ruba dekasa. Here's what we have: lechachila, you should try to drink rove kos. Special halacha by Dalet Kosos that does not apply to kiddush. Rove kos. Meisvei, yes, the Gemara, Dalet Kosos alol tzarak shehei behen kedei revias echad. The Brisa says that the four cups have to have at least a revias chai, undiluted. Echad chai ve'echad mazug ve'echad chadash ve'echad yashan, whether it's undiluted or diluted or new or old, machlokas, whether the new is better or the old is better. Review the amr, tzarach shehei bo tam umar yayin. Review the azan that it has to taste and look like wine. But tani mios, what does it say in the brisa? Kedei revias, that has to have a revias of wine. V'yad amr kos yafeh, and the earlier Shmuel had said it needs to be a kos yafeh. Are those different shiurim? Revias and kos yafeh? Says the Gemara, no. Amri, there's no stira, there's one shir. Either be the chas shirahu. My kedei mizigas kos yafet, the kamar, the kochad vachad, the havilu kula rabiyas. It's the same shir. Period. Rav Yehuda omer, sarach shehebo tamu mare. The bright side said that Rav Yehuda holds that it has to taste and look like wine. What does it mean, look like wine? Amar Rava, my time of the Yehuda, why? Dechsiv al tera yayin ki yis'ad. Don't drink so much wine, because you're going to turn red. There's a remez that wine is red, and therefore, there's a lechachila, says the Gemara, to have red wine. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Ayin Beis, mitzvah lachzar achar yayin adom. Right, you should try to be chozer after red wine. Unbelievable Taz. The Taz says here, Dichsev, he quotes our Gemara, they should have Dalet Kosas. Why? Zecher l'dam, Shepar Shochet B'nei Yisrael. Right, Zecher to the dam, that's why you should have red wine. That's why there are some achronim that they like to use, the white wine is better, but they want to use red wine, so they make it into red wine, they put a little red wine in, they put the red wine in first, because of Tzviya. We're going to do the best of tomorrow, we're going to discuss that a little more. You put a little red wine in the cup first, and then you pour in the white wine, so you make it a little red. But the last line of the Taz. Taz lived, when the Taz lived? In Tachvatat, 1648. Interesting historical Taz. Taz says, we don't use red wine anymore because of the blood libels. I wish we could use red wine like the Shulchan Aruch, but the Taz says, we can't use red wine anymore because of the blood libels. That's what the Taz ends. Taz ends, it says that, Bizman alilas dam, they don't use red wine. So we should know that we're zocha to be able to use red wine. To do the lechatchila of the Shulchan Aruch, we should realize, Rabbi Akaras HaTov, that we live in such a time. Okay, we'll stop here. By Tana Rabbanan, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Today's shiur was the Zecher Nishmas. Simrachel Bas Harav Svi Aryeh. A lot. Yosu Bimasha Karanu Khan, Kosov Khan. So you should be able to research more topics. Also, I don't know.